This is the Gold Standard on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alex Gold.
Back in here on the show, and of course we've been talking the last couple of weeks, really the past month, about this NFL helmet rule, and the NFL today reviewing it a little bit and saying, hey, they're not going to go out and make any changes to the rule. We wondered, hey, would they go in and take a look at potentially at least reviewing and doing replay after some of these calls? But to get a former NFL player's perspective on this, we welcome in a former NFL defensive back, J.C. Pearson. He played for the Chiefs and Minnesota Vikings from 1986 to 1993. Kind enough to join us tonight here on the Gold Standard. And J.C., you know, as a former player, let's go back to when this rule was first adopted in the offseason, when you knew that, all right, the NFL was going to emphasize this. What was your reaction when you heard that they wanted to go about this to begin with?
Well, I think every player's initial thought was, it's ridiculous. I mean, the people that are making the rule must not have never played, must not have ever played football, especially on the defensive side, because, you know, you have these guys running at you full speed that are, you know, 230 pounds and big and fast and strong. And, you know, I mean, your natural instinct and a reaction is, you know, I've got to drop my hips and I've got to explode into them. If the defender now is required to absorb the blows, do you know how many injuries that more injuries that's going to cause to the defender? I mean, letting that guy essentially just run you over every time is ridiculous. So, you know, I know a lot of players, both former and current, are not real happy by that rule.
And then now that we've seen it 2 weeks into the preseason, some people said, all right, are they just overcalling it? Even if that's the case, it sure seems like these coaches that did agree to this rule change in the offseason, that now they don't understand what's going on. So something either happened, either it's not being enforced the way that they thought it was, or there's been a change in kind of the way it was perceived or was explained differently to them. Now that you've seen it yourself during these preseason games, what's just been the reaction seeing it live?
Again, I mean, it's ridiculous to me. I mean, you can really call it on virtually every play. It's just the way the football is played. You know, and I understand what they're trying to do, and that's, you know, making the game more safe. And the reason why they're doing that, of course, is because of litigation and things of that nature. They really don't care about the players, to be honest with you. It's just kind of CYOA, if you know what I mean. But, again, just the way that it's written and the way that it's been called the first couple weeks, you know, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, we saw a couple. We saw one on a quarterback sack that was just awful. The helmet wasn't even, you know, the head wasn't even part of it. But I don't know how you can bring your shoulder without bringing your head. I mean, you know, they're tied together. You know?
Right.
So, I mean, it's going to be a controversial call. And unfortunately, it may cost some teams some crucial games at some point this year.
Talking with former NFL defensive back J.C. Pearson here on SB Nation Radio, and you kind of alluded to it there, but just how difficult this is for a defensive player to adjust. We've seen the comments from Richard Sherman out there, and when you are a player and you're going out there, we saw even an offensive player lower his head into a defender, and the defender got called for it as well. So just how difficult, is there anything as a player you can truly do without totally changing the way you play or reacting so slow if you're really going to think about that penalty in the back of your mind?
You know, not really. Because everything happens so quickly, you don't have time as a defender to think about, oh, I've got to hit this guy this way. And, you know, by that time, the guy's by you and you've missed the tackle. And now your career, you know, if you miss enough tackles, well, now your career's in jeopardy. You know, it's a tough thing. And, again, I think that they're going to have to modify it at some point. And I'm surprised that they didn't come out today and well, I am, and I'm not surprised. You know, if they come out so quickly and amend the rule, then, it, you know, essentially they're saying we messed up in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not surprised from that standpoint. But I think at some point they're going to either have to modify it or it's not going to be emphasized as much as it's being emphasized right now in the preseason. Because, like I said, you can make that call pretty much on every play in the National Football League.
Now, some have said, all right, you look at this from the offensive side of things, and if you're an offensive coordinator, just attack the fielding and throw the ball deep, and the safety position almost becomes irrelevant if this is really how they're going to call it. I mean, from a offensive side, how much do you think this will change the game? Let's assume that they do call it this way, and scoring clearly would go up, right, at that point?
Yeah, absolutely, because there's going to be so many more defensive penalties. So, you know, you can play power football. You know, now when teams are lining up and they want to play smash mouth, you know, you expect those linebackers to come in there and just, you know, especially short yardage situations. I mean, you know, let's be fair. I mean, how do you expect a team to stop people on third and one and fourth and one if you can't lower your helmet and, you know, and put your head in there? I mean, there's no way. I mean, you're not going to catch those running backs and chest them up. It just doesn't work that way. And so it really puts the defense as a whole really in a big disadvantage.
Talking with former NFL defensive back J.C. Pearson. He played for the Kansas City Chiefs and Minnesota Vikings from 1986 to 1993. Kind enough to join us tonight here on the Gold Standard on SB Nation Radio. And if you could change something about it, I don't know if there is anything you would, or would you just scrap it all together? Some have said, why don't we at least review these? If you're going to call it, if this is what you want to do until you can figure it out, why don't we make these plays reviewable? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, the problem with that, though, is that the time factor. You know, a big thing with the league is to speed up the games. So now if you have more plays that are reviewable, and, you know, now it's taken, we see how long it takes them to review a play now. So just think if you add more plays to that review process, I mean, you know, we're looking at 3.5 hour, 3:45 games, which, you know, way, way, way too long. So, you know, I'm sure that's a consideration of it, but you know, again, they're going to have to amend it somehow, some way. But I really think that at some point they're going to tell the referees not to make it such a point of emphasis unless it's just, you know, in the open field and just really, really just, you know, that bad, I think. But, you know, I think the way they've called in the preseason, they called some that are just, you know, average football plays. So I think it's going to be more like the defenseless player and that kind of stuff as opposed to what we've seen.
We all love the NFL, but there's not a professional league that I can think of that when it comes to either handling PR or coming up with rules that botches it more than the National Football League. Whether we're talking about how they've handled the whole anthem process and make it an even bigger issue than what it could have been when they could have taken care of this from the beginning and listened to players on that end, or here really creating a problem that didn't exist. We're all about making the game safer, but this is now, other than the anthem, the number one issue heading into week one.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. But again, the NFL is really not about the safety of the players. If that were the case, these rules would have been implemented a long, long time ago.
Right.
What is causing these rules now is litigation and the threat of being sued and the concussion settlement and, you know, all those things, the head injuries. That, you know, people are saying that the league knew about years and years ago and didn't do anything about it. So now they're trying to play catch up and, oh, now we're being extra cautious and we're worried about player safety and, you know, not really. It's just, you know, so now they can say, oh, well, we've implemented these rules where you can't use your head and you can't use the crown of your helmet and you can't do this and you can't do that. But within the course of a game, you know, all that's part of football. You cannot take it out of the game. You know, now the egregious ones and the defenseless player and that kind of stuff, you know, yeah, absolutely. But the ones that they're calling just in the course of play now, you're never going to take that out. I don't care what you do, what rules you put in. As long as football is as violent and as physical a game as it is, guys are going to have to protect themselves.
Couple more minutes with J.C. Pearson. He played in the NFL with the Chiefs and Vikings from 1986 to 1993. And what else has stood out to you this preseason?
You know, and just kind of watching, especially these young quarterbacks and some of the quarterback battles. And, of course, here in Kansas City, all the hype with Patrick Mahomes and things of that. There's just a lot of excitement going in, you know, the Cleveland Browns stuff and Hard Knocks and, you know, there's a lot of storylines early in the year, which is great for football. And then they all start playing themselves out starting in week one. So I'm just excited about football as a whole coming back, whether it's college, whether it's NFL, whatever. So I'm just excited to see how these teams pan out, especially some of these young quarterbacks.
Yeah, and you brought up Hard Knocks there. It seems like this has been one of the more interesting and entertaining years of Hard Knocks since they really started the show. Going back to when you were playing, would you have liked to have Hard Knocks around when you guys were in camp? And I know camp was quite a bit different when you guys were doing it.
Yeah, you know, I would have because, I like that kind of stuff. And I think as a player, that gives you a little extra pep, too, you know, because camp is so monotonous and you get tired and your legs are sore. Doing the same thing every day against the same guys on your team, it gets monotonous. So I think if you have that camera around and, you know, the camera crews and you know that they're going to be showing it every week, I think guys kind of step up a little bit. They kind of play to it a little bit. And, you know, I think it would add some excitement, that's for sure. To me, it's a great thing. I know some people don't like it, and it's more so the coaches that don't like it. I think the players probably enjoy it.
Lastly for you, JC, away from the NFL, just wanted, as someone that played at the University of Washington and, of course, played in the NFL, seeing kind of what's been going on in news recently with these college football scandals and Maryland with the tragedy there and the death of an offensive lineman and maybe some reports of the toxic culture that might have gone on there, and then Ohio State, what we have going on, and still waiting to find out the fate of Urban Meyer. Just as someone that played college ball, specifically even with that Maryland situation, your thoughts on when you hear these kind of reports out there about, you know, the culture on how a practice may have been run and how likely that was potentially at other programs?
Yeah, you know, I had this conversation with a couple guys here recently, and obviously it's unfortunate that the young man passed away, the McNair kid and all that. Obviously, whenever things like that happen, it's definitely a tragedy, but you think back to, you know, back in our day, I mean, you know, practices run like that were, you know, that's just how it was done. I mean, water was taboo. You couldn't drink water. You couldn't do, you know, all those things. So I'm surprised that more of that didn't happen in the past. But times have changed. The rules have changed. And, you know, you've got to take care of your players now. And you can't have that old school mentality and, you know, berate players and talk to them the way that they were talked to. And unfortunately, it took something like this, a young man losing his life, to bring all of that to light. And, you know, times have changed. So you can't treat kids like that. You can't run your program like that anymore.
J.C. Pearson played for the Chiefs, Vikings in the NFL from 1986 to 1993. And thanks so much. Good talking with you again, man. I appreciate you hopping on tonight.
Alex, anytime, man. Congratulations on everything you're doing. Keep up the good work, man. Anytime you need me, just give me a call.